We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Our 91.7 FM Memphis, powered by the Crosstown Radio Partnership between the Daily Memphian Crosstown Concourse and the University of Memphis.
That's a A. The J. 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 J.
Tell you where I'm at. You don't have to worry, 'cause I'm coming. y'all feel out there?
Oh, yeah. All right. All right. Check this out.
I gave my money. I gave my time. I gave everything inside of one heart could find. I gave my passion, my very soul. The promises and secrets so untold. And you promised me forever and the day we live as one. We made a vows, we live a life anew. And she promised me in secret that she'd love me for all time. It's a promise so untrue. Tell me, what will I do? And it doesn't seem to matter, and it doesn't seem right. Alone at night, don't you just give my composure, cause I'm lying to myself. And the reason why she left me, is she finding someone else? Who is it? It is a friend of mine. Who is it? Is it my brother? Who is it? Somebody heard my song now. I am the dead, I am the agony inside a dying head. This is injustice, woe unto thee. I pray this punishment would have mercy on me. And you promised me forever that we'd live our life as one. We made a vow to live love so true. It seems that she has left me for such reasons unexplained. I need to find the truth, but see, what will I do? And it doesn't seem to matter, and it doesn't seem right. Cause the wheel is brought no fortune, still I cry alone at night. Don't you just give her my composure, cause I'm bothered every day. And she didn't leave a letter, she just upped and ran away. Who is it? It is a friend of mine. Who is it? Is it my brother? Who is it? Somebody hurt my soul now. Who is it? I can't take it cause I'm lonely. Time. I can't.
part of our childhood, this person whose music flowed throughout our lives. I don't remember living without it, whether it be when I was a little kid when my parents would play it all the time, whether it be when I'm at school, whether it be at dance practice, whether it be with my friends just dancing around trying to do the moonwalk. It's Michael Jackson.
Make some noise for Applejack, please.
Tuned in to Welcome to Neo Soulville with me, Tanya Dyson, here on WYXR 91.7 FM. And we are, you know, it's raining here in Memphis. You know, we've been going through this weather, you know, of course, with the remnants of Hurricane. What was the hurricane's name, Shelby? Was it Francine? Hurricane Francine. You know, they always give hurricanes the most auntie names. You know, it's just like... Oh, well, true. So, yeah, we're getting the remnants of that, you know. And so, of course, if you listen to the show, you know, I always say, if you keep the sunshine, keep the light within you, then you don't have to worry about what's going on with, you know, outside of you, because it's raining outside. But, you know, we got sun. We got sunshine. Come on now. And this morning, I am so excited, so elated even, to have this particular guest, I guess, you know, kind of hitting on the whole Motown deal, I guess we can say. I'm happy to welcome the guest, Devin Bowles, of course, Joe Jackson of MJ the Musical. Devin, how are you today?
Good morning, how you doing?
Good morning. Well, first of all, you know, of course, we'll be seeing you in Memphis in you know, a couple of days. Of course, you are starring as Joe Jackson on this, you know, on this tour that's coming to Memphis. How did you get your start in acting?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, well, outside of acting a fool in the house right down the road in Jackson, Tennessee, actually, I want to say my seriousness in wanting to be on stage and wanting to storytell began in high school, honestly, late high school. And then I told myself, I was like, I gotta pursue this in some degree, and I don't know how, when, where, but ended up leading me to do it in college, and then did a few regional shows, did some theme parks, moved to New York, and now we're here.
Wow. And so, of course, especially because you did drop that whole thing. I thought, you know, in your bios, I've always read that you were a West Tennessean, but no one ever got specific. So you say you're from Jackson, Tennessee. So I would say
Jackson, Tennessee.
Come on now. The home of
Madison County, Jackson.
Yes. I'm familiar with Jackson, of course, being here in Memphis, been a Memphian for the past 30 years. But I was actually born and raised in Covington, Tennessee, which, you know, is not too far away from there, and raised in the CME Church. And then, you know, of course, with the affiliation with Lane College and all of that stuff. So, yeah.
similar roots. I love that.
Yes, and so being born and raised in the South, and, you know, of course, knowing that Jackson, of course, is the home of, you know, who is from Jackson? Denise LaSalle, Gil Scott-Heron, you know,
obviously Carl Perkins.
Yes, yeah. And so many others, you know, and that's one of the beauties, I guess. You know, Memphis and Nashville takes the spotlight when it comes to music cities, but no one really gets to talk about these rural towns that a lot of the artists, you know, flocked from to come to these cities, you know, and become big. And those small spaces, you know, those little country towns, you know, and those
them small cities. Yeah.
Yes.
That's a lot of the magic happens.
Exactly. And that's really the training ground, you know, and the best of the best migrated, you know, to the, you know, quote unquote big city. And, you know, and came from
the
that
big city. Right.
So let's talk about your Southern roots and everything that we just talked about. Just your Southern roots. And what was the inspiration really that that made you want to sing?
You know, it started in my home. You know, my mom, my dad, they me and my brother. Well, first of all, I would say we're a big football family. You know, football was a thing that we did, and uncles played in college in the league. My dad played in college, brother played in college. So football was a thing that it was something that you just did, and we all had somewhat success in doing that. But growing up, my mom and dad always just played Luther Vandross and you know, Motown and the Temptations and Smokey and you know, all these icons and these staples in that era and that genre of music. And I think, you know, growing up and being on stage and getting my hand in my artistry, I think that kind of just showcased it for itself. And being in this show and this role with Michael's affiliation with Motown, it's really a full circle moment. And I never grew up singing in church, but I always told myself that, you know, my mom, my dad, and they always instilled that essence of soul in me, and that nuance of that silkiness R&B and that vintage beautiful music. It's always been something that's been in me eternally, and I'm so grateful that my family has raised me in a household like that, you know.
Yes. And look, and you basically, what you just said is added to, you know, more evidence to the fact that we've all lived the same existence, grew up in the same household. You said Luther and Temptations.
Literally,
that Saturday cleanup music?
That's the commonality. that get up out of bed and get your stuff done music, yeah.
Right. That's sad. We all grew up in the same household, seriously.
Yeah.
And so really, I guess, taking from what, you know, you grew from and your roots in a sense, and moving to New York, and just finding your way, you know, coming from the South and finding your way around in New York and, you know, planting yourself in that scene, for any other artists, because, you know, that's a thing. You know, everyone wants to move to the big city and live the dream. What can you offer?
Yeah.
What are some of the, you know, points that you can offer, you know, as an artist who made that jump and, you know, and was able to, you know, paw through it?
Yeah, for me, I have a lot of big dreams, a lot of specific goals of mine, but, you know, moving to New York with the vision and ambition I have, it was rare from where I'm from. You know, like I said, being from Jackson, and it wasn't a thing that people talked about doing. It wasn't a thing that, you know, was a thing to do. But I remember when I decided to make the move to New York, I told myself that outside of all the dreams and the goals I've had, I'm moving to the city to grow. And I think that word is so important for me, because I love what I do and I love my craft, and I have I'm continuing to discover a lot of my strengths and weaknesses, but I moved to the city to grow my craft and grow community around people who also love their craft. And I think once I had that mental foundation, everything played out for itself. You know, I wasn't going to specifically book a show. I wasn't going to specifically, you know, win this award or do this, but I went to grow my craft. And with anything that you love, you nurture it, you take care of it, you grow it, and you keep a firm acknowledgement on it. And, you know, with a lot of mentors have helped me, and a lot of friends, and ultimately, you know, God's hand on my path and my life, you know, I'm here, and I pray to God I can keep going and keep walking through doors and keep allowing New York to be my home. It's still my home. I still got my apartment in New York in West Harlem.
Yes.
Shout out West Harlem. I love y'all. But yeah, New York is beautiful. It's my home. It's just so diverse, and I love the pace. I love the people. I love the community, and just the inspiration on every block. It's something, always something to do. So I think that was my mentality when I moved to New York, was just to stretch myself and be part of that.
Yes, indeed. And that definitely sounds like a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful journey. You know, shout out to my friends. I got tons of friends that are native New Yorkers, and of course a bunch of people that migrated there. You know, it's always beautiful, creative vibes that's there, you know, and people recognize the talent, they recognize the hustle, and they recognize the genuineness, you know, and the vulnerability. Yes. And it's just, it's a beautiful thing to connect with, I guess what I would say, your tribe, in a sense, because, you know, everyone's there for the same thing.
You know, and being from Jackson, it's so different. Like, you know, when I come home to Tennessee and you know, it's such a relief. It's such a decompressing from New York. And it's a beautiful contrast. And I hope I can keep enjoying this life with that, you know?
Yes. So tell me, I guess, speaking of New York and just that, the whole process of you being a part of this amazing musical that is now touring and, of course, will be in Memphis next week. How did you become a part of the musical?
Oh, I is woof, a long and treacherous, but fun, invigorating, anxiety-ridden audition process. I tell you that. I had just finished doing a show off Broadway, Kinky Boots, with Cyndi Lauper and Jerry Mitchell, and I love all them. And during the closing of that show, I called in for this show, a little self tape, sang on tape, did some audition sides on the tape and everything, and from that point on, I had 7 callbacks. Now, you know what a callback is. A callback is basically when the casting team or the producing team or whoever creatively wants to bring you back in to showcase what they've requested. It's a callback. So basically another audition. And I had 7 of those in a span of a month and a half, 2 months. And that process was fun. It was a lot, but it stretched me and it grew me. And I know every time I went in that room in front of that creative team, whether it be the directors, the choreographers, or the Michael Jackson estate, or, you know, our producers, anytime I had a chance to go into that room, I knew that I was taking a step forward in some capacity. And it was a lot. You know, when I moved to New York, on January, I want to say 21st of 2022.
Okay.
And MJ was first show that I saw with my own money as a resident in New York. It was the first show that I went to the box office, paid a ticket to see. And from that moment on, I told myself, I said, Devin, you got to be part of this show in some capacity. And it was so inspiring. It was so heavy hitting. And, you know, 2 years from that moment, and it's been an ongoing journey, you know, still discovering and really living in this iconic show and this iconic role playing Joe Jackson. It's a beautiful, but the process was a lot, you know, but it was all worth it in the end. So I kept my foot on the pedal. Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you step foot on stage and seeing what's in store for you, because like I said, this, you know, amazing talent, amazing acting talent, a beautiful voice, you know, and just seeing, you know, who Devin Bowles becomes, and, you know, and looking forward to seeing what your career blossoms into. So if you can give, I guess, some parting motivational words as far as that, what helped you through your journey, what can you share with the people that motivated you?
Yeah, and it's such a dynamic and complex way of life of being an artist. I think what I would say is, if you can, as early as possible, grow to learn to love yourself. And it sounds so cliche, but when anytime you walk into a room, anytime you bring yourself to any text, any lyric, any choreo, the most authentic parts of yourself is a part that the most beautiful. It's the thing people want to see. And, you know, be quick to inspire, but be slow to imitate is one thing that a mentor told me. And I'm such an inspiration junkie. I love receiving advice from other people and studying other people, studying the greats, people who I deem to have careers like, and people who I study from, and continue to know yourself and know your isms, your strengths, and your weaknesses. And I think the earlier you can learn to love that about yourself, when you do have your chance to express your stuff through song or through dance or through text, it is the most beautiful thing, and it's such a fulfilling feeling. And know that, you know, nobody on the world is like you. Only you have your smile, only you have your eyes, only you have your laugh. And when you lean into that, I think that is the individual power that people love to see, is that this person is so different. And that's unfortunately a never ending journey. You know, loving yourself is something that I don't think you ever fully completely get to, but it's the process of of taking it and being present and it's an everyday battle. But that's one thing I would say. The plethora of things that we could spend hours talking about.
Yes.
I would say that's pretty heavy hitting for me.
Well, that you preached a sermon within that, what was that, 45 seconds to a minute? That spoke. I hear look, it might be a southern preacher coming out of you within the next thing. He like, don't do me like that. Don't do me. Well, Devin, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure, chatting it up with you this morning. And we will definitely see you next week, of course.
I can't wait.
Yes,
I can't wait for members to see this show. It's going to be a good one. Can't wait to see all the love.
Can't wait. Of course, MJ the Musical will be at the Orpheum Theater Memphis September 17th through the 22nd. So definitely check it out. Devin, thank you so much again, and we will see you soon.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a blessed day, all right?
Thanks. are listening to Welcome to Neo Soulville with me, Tanya Dyson, on WYXR 91.7 FM.
Oh, that's my song. Is that Nova?
This is Candy Fox, and you're tuned into Welcome to Neo Soulville with Tanya Dyson on WYXR.
Oh, she may be weary. Young girls, they do get weary wearing the same old jaggy dress. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, but when she gets weary, try a little tenderness. Na 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 na, you know she's waiting, just anticipating things that she'll never, never, never possess. But while she's there waiting to ride a little tenderness, that's all you got to do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her greed and care. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah, yeah, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear. You won't regret it, no, no. Some girls, they don't forget it. Love is their only happiness. It's all so easy. All you gotta do is try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. You squeeze her, don't tease her, believe her. Got to try a little tenderness. And all you gotta do, you got to squeeze her, don't tease her, never believe her. Gotta try, oh, try a little tenderness, tenderness, tenderness. All you got to do, nah, nah, nah. You got to know how to love her now, real good, oh.
Support for WYXR comes from the Halloran Center for Performing Arts and Education, setting the stage for everyone. The Halloran Center, next door to the Orpheum, invites you to be in the center of it all through live entertainment, arts education, community programs, and event spaces all year round. More information at orpheum-memphis.com.
Hi, this is Clark Ortiz with Crosstown Brewing Company. You already know we're passionate about beer, and now we've added food on tap. Our new kitchen is open inside the brewery, serving wings, pizza, burgers, and more. Open for lunch Wednesday through Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Food and beer, perfect match, just like our partnership with WIXR. More information at crosstownbeer.com.
Support for WYXR comes from Team Clean. With more than 22 years of experience, Team Clean provides services for home, work, or studio space. Biodegradable cleaning products mixed with common sense and tailored to each client's needs. Estimates and information at weareteamclean.com.